you sleep. Good. You slept so peacefully. I've been reading for maybe the last hour or so, and you didn't move. The only time you moved was when you just rolled over onto my lap. You're so sweet. So sweet. When you're sleeping. Your nose is so cold. Are you cold? Do you need some extra blankets? I'm pretty sure we have all of them here right now. Do you need some Eskimo kisses? You just need some extra love. Is that what you need? Come. Oh, I want to snuggle. I've been waiting for you to wake up just so that I can get nice and cozy and snuggled. Nice and close. I missed you so much. I did miss you. I wanted to kiss you so much this last hour, but I didn't want to wake you. Oh, yeah? Well, maybe next time I will. I'll wake you up with 1,000. Maybe another 1,000. 100 kisses. I'm sorry. I know you just woke up. I'm starved of affection. Yes. Yes, I need to kiss you. I need to. I'm just so happy. So content. So happy. You know, I had the sweetest, most perfect dream I've ever, ever had. Want to hear it? Okay. Well, you're going to have to listen really carefully because this is going to be so hard to follow. You're goofy. Well, so we got up in the middle of the night. It was really, really dark. We were so excited. We rushed to the airport. We had to rush to the airport. Almost missed our plane because we just couldn't keep our hands off each other. Shush, let me finish. Then we flew to a magical place out in the Canadian Rockies. Had the most romantic dinner underneath the stars. It was the clearest sky I've ever seen. And the stars were so bright. I swear they were twinkling and moving. It was like nothing I had ever seen before. And you just looked incredible. You look like a pure vision of love. No, I'm not kidding. You did. Just like you do now. You let me finish. Are you sure? Well, after that, we went back to this amazing, big, remote log cabin up in the mountains. And it was full of the softest blankets ever. And it had a huge fireplace, the comfiest bed, and then we just fell asleep in each other's arms. The double doors to the outside were open, The snow was falling softly. And then I got to wake up to you. I got to wake up looking at your face and giving you, well, not as many kisses as I would like. But we can make up for that now. And then I made you an amazing breakfast. Well, that part didn't quite happen yet, but I guess this wasn't a dream. Oh, it just feels so much like a dream. This could be a dream. It's too perfect. I can't believe that we, me and you, are here alone. It's just perfect. It's like the kind of thing that you would see on Pinterest or something. I love it so much. I just can't believe how lucky I am that I'm here. I get to be here. I get to be here with you. Like, there's the fireplace for my dreams right there. And the open double doors whilst the snow's falling. Like, I'm pretty sure the snow hasn't stopped falling since we got here. And I mean, this bed is the comfiest, snuggliest bed I've ever been in. And the blankets. I don't even think I've ever seen the shade of red before. It's like everything. Everything is just. It's just so dreamy. And the best part of it all, obviously, is you. Oh, hi. Someone's waking up. Nope. I didn't set any alarms. I know we love to make the most of being away, see the sights, eat all of the food. Okay, maybe that's more me than you, but I kind of just switched my phone off last night. Yeah, I feel like I don't need it. I really, truly feel like I don't need my phone at all this trip. Well, I thought about it, and everyone knows the number of this log cabin, right? We gave it to everyone before we left. So, if they really want to get in touch, then they know where to go, right? I just want to give you my full attention. I want to soak in every single moment with you, and not be distracted. I don't even want to take pictures. I just want to take all of these. Like mental snapshots. You know, like Pam and Jim in the office. That's going to be me. I'm just going to be like, taking all of the mental snapshots. I just want you. That's all I want. Yeah, well. I'm kind of crazy about you. Well, you're gonna have to put up with me staring at you like this for the rest of the trip. I'm gonna be so good to you this trip. Literally anything you want, anything you need, I'm gonna be there. Just let me take care of you. Let me kiss you. I want so many kisses. That was nice, but that's nowhere near enough. That's like, my kiss meter is like this big, and you just feel the tiniest, teeniest bit. I'm so empty. I need to fill that meter. I can't help it. I'm like fully addicted now. You did this to me. Please. No, I'm not having this. It was all you. Okay, I have plenty of examples. Yesterday, when we were going into that coffee place, and you just pulled on my hand right before we went in, just to turn me around and kiss me. Like, what are you trying to do to me? Your lips are unreal. You know I can't resist that. My favorite kisses so far? Are you loco? All of them dummy. You want me to list them? Okay, let me see. When we woke up yesterday morning, in the shower, on the way to the airport, on the plane, in the taxi on the way to the car pickup. Actually, I think that might be my favorite. A dark backseat of a car with you. I am so there for it. Only for you, though. More? Okay, let me see. So after the car pickup, in the car, outside of the car. when we got here, when we were at the restaurant. When we got back, now, I think it's just safe to say that every single time is my absolute favorite. Every time. We could just stay here like this forever and ever and ever and just kiss. The world would be fine. Everything would be fine. I love it when you hold my hand like this. Yes. They fit so perfectly, don't they? Hold me. Just hold me. I just want to lay here with you and look at the open doors. Watch the snow fall. It's such chunky snow. I've never seen snow like that before. Fire crackling. Tips of my nose and your nose is cold. But that's okay because we're all snuggled up. Nothing in the world matters right now. All I'm focused on is being here with you, cuddled up, fireplace crackling, snow falling, under a mountain of blankets. What? I'm sorry. You know I love blankets. You're comfy though, aren't you? Come on, admit it. You're comfy and you're warm. You can't really get away from it. You're not warm? Oh. I'm sorry. Let me just... Your chest is like my home. I've had to wait for this all morning, I'll have you know. I should put in, like, a complaint or something. excuse me, can I make a complaint about, you and how your chest has not been readily available for me this whole trip? I don't think I get very far. But that's okay. That's okay because I get to lay here now in the arms that make me feel the most safe I've ever felt. I've never known anyone like you, you know. You just... I can't describe it. You're so special to me. Just hold me. Hold me close. Maybe we can sleep for a little longer, just like this. I love you.